Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park, and mashed up by Danger Mouse with an album by Pink, so it's now the Rosé album. I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, New Music Tuesday, but first, let's get the latest news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. The G8 has struck a deal to cut greenhouse gas emissions by half by 2050. G8 summit host Japan announced the agreement. Here's NPR's Anthony Kuhn.
Prime Minister Yasuo Fukuda told reporters that the G8 wanted to see all major economies contribute to the goal of halving emissions by mid-century. It is the current level of emissions that would be halved, Fukuda clarified. That's a far cry from the 1990 baseline that NGOs have pushed for. NGOs immediately panned the deal as inadequate. Fukuda added that the G8 nations would have to set strict midterm targets to make sure they reach their final goal in 2050.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn reporting from Rusutsu, Japan. Pakistan denies involvement in yesterday's suicide attack in Kabul. The blast was the deadliest since the fall of the Taliban's leadership. Afghanistan's government blames Pakistan's intelligence agencies in ever-so-thinly veiled references, at least. They've long accused their neighbor of supporting terror. Conservative icon Jesse Helms will be laid to rest today. The North Carolina senator's funeral is this afternoon in Raleigh. Dave DeWitt of North Carolina Public Radio has more.
A slow but steady stream of supporters spent Monday paying their respects to Helms at a public viewing. Mary Baggett was one of them.
He spoke his heart. Whether you believed in what he said, he spoke his heart. What a great man who gave his life to public service.
Jesse Helms' public service included fighting against civil rights and public financing for the arts. Later in life, he championed funding for AIDS research in Africa. North Carolina elected him to the U.S. Senate 5 times, the longest tenure of any senator in the state's history.
Dave DeWitt of North Carolina Public Radio reporting. In Montana, there's a trainload of coal in the Yellowstone River. A cargo train fell 50 feet when the ground under the track gave way. There were no injuries, though, and the spill is not believed to threaten fish. In the U.S., unhealthy school cafeterias may not surprise you, but now news they get worse as children move from elementary to high school. NPR's Patty Naiman reports on a new study in the medical journal Pediatrics.
Hundreds of public schools in 38 states were surveyed. Many elementary schools already banned vending machines, but 17% still had them. And nearly all of the high schools, 97%, had vending machines which sold mostly low-nutrient, high-fat, high-calorie foods. Nearly half of the vending machines were placed right in the middle of cafeterias. Researchers point out that students spend many of their waking hours at school, and a significant portion of their daily food intake is consumed there. At the same time, they note that obesity rates among U.S. teens continue to increase.
NPR's Patty Naiman with that story. And that's your news for now. Plenty more online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.